Hey, welcome everybody. Brother Goodwin here, Prophecy in the Spotlight. I want to ask you a question, folks, and I've got a verse I'm going to read. What would it take to bring the world together into this big global system that we're always talking about? What would it take for the world to come together under the leadership of one man? Well, I did some thinking on that, and I want to read a verse to you, Revelation 6, verse 1 and 2. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow and a crown, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. This is the opening of the first seal. This is the very beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. And this is when the first seal is opened. That first seal represents a man arriving on a white horse, and he's crowned. We believe this is the Antichrist, because Jesus is coming on a white horse, but this ain't Jesus. Jesus is opening the seal, if you study the context here. He's the one opening the seals. And they look over the balcony, and here's the white horse, and somebody's sitting on it. And he's just come from somewhere, and he's on a white horse. And I got thinking about all this. What would it take for the world to submit and give in and all become one big happy family, if you can put it that way, under the leadership of one man that the Bible calls the Antichrist. In today's program, we're gonna look at this. I'm gonna give you some thoughts on this. Doc is in the studio. He's raring to go, and so right after the music, we'll be right back. Stand by. All righty, I was just talking to Doc during the music there, and I'm raring to go too. and he was saying, "Look, it's kind of already happening." What'd you just say?
The world has already the mindset for centuries. Somebody's in charge.
Yeah,
you're either a king, dictator, president, prime minister, or whatever the name is. So the world is already. Has the mindset that somewhere in each leadership, somebody's the top dog.
Yeah. Doc, did you know, and I was telling somebody on the phone this, right now, there's already a man on the scene that every nation in the world knows this man, of him. Mm-hmm. And every nation in the world has some fear of him, either in a good way or a bad way.
Right.
And that man's name is Donald J. Trump. I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. In fact, I don't think he is. But what he's doing right now, he has become the greatest influencer in the entire world. Somebody told me on the phone, he said, I think in history, he's the greatest influencer in the history of the world.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, in old days, you didn't have satellites. You didn't have phones. You didn't have television. Yeah. You could influence an area that could be reached.
But now you can influence the world.
That's right.
That's what I tell folks about false doctrine. Because of the internet and all that, what used to, you wouldn't have known 50 miles away for a week. Now you know instantly.
Yeah.
Then I'll never forget, I was flying through Istanbul, Turkey, on my way into Uganda, and Trump was in the office in his first term.
First term.
And the guy was mopping the floors in the bathroom in the airport there in Turkey. And he saw me and he said, USA? And I said, yes, America. He said, Trump, number one, Trump. And he was mopping the floors in Turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah. So you're right. The world has been, and truly right now he is literally changing the economy of the world.
Did you hear today or yesterday, and what this is May the 3rd, I think.
Second.
Is this May 2nd today, the recording of this? Anyway. Whatever it is, we don't know. We don't keep up with that stuff. Doesn't matter. Just tell me when the rapture is. I don't care what the date is. But
I have to look at my calendar.
I heard on the news that, and I always printed out an article, but I said, Great Britain is going conservative. The election they just had. Is going Farage, Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
His people are getting in. And see, it's a domino effect.
It is. And I noticed this morning on, I don't know, Gateway Pundit or one of them, the guy standing up in Romania and running for Romania, and he said, let's make Europe great again.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, you ought to be asking, why wouldn't they? Yeah. Why not? Why exactly. Wouldn't people want to be great?
Except in Canada. There's something about that border. You go across that northern border, they lose their mind.
Well,
they voted this guy back in, and now everybody on both sides hate him. Not more than a week into his leadership.
Now, Trump said the guy's already called him.
He's already called him.
And I know what's going on.
Did you see
there.
Today? They've already, in China, they've already taken a quarter of the things that was on their list and already dropped those tariffs and is already ready to make a deal with Trump.
Oh, they have to.
Oh, they don't have any choice.
Because almost all their goods is sold in America.
Yeah. And they can't go outside of that through another country and short, because it won't work.
Yeah, and it would take too much time.
It won't work because of the technology. It can't be done. It just won't happen.
Yeah.
So yes, there is a man. Listen, Paul, I don't think Mr. Trump, I don't think he's the Antichrist. I really don't.
I believe he's a King Cyrus.
I can see he is literally being used in the final days. We just did a thing on the Road to Apostasy that I have a DVD on, and I can see that he is helping set up some of the final steps of the Antichrist kingdom, ready for the verse you just read, for the Antichrist himself to be crowned the leader over this situation.
So just without even getting to my list that I wrote down here, we're already touching on a big one here. Success. Look at the success.
Oh, yes.
And look how contagious it is.
It is very contagious.
I mean,
well, who do you want to hang around?
Yeah.
You want to hang around the guy that's riding his bicycle because he lost his driver license for drinking? I say that because there's a town nearby us. You got to watch out for all the bicycles. But anyway, do you want to hang around that crowd? Or do you want to hang around the guy that has successfully built a business? Yeah. He's successful with his family. He's successful in endeavors of life. Oh, yeah. It's contagious.
I predict. I think the midterms are going to surprise everybody.
I think so.
Because they always say, you know, usually the midterms, it goes the other way. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I think the liberal crowd has showed
liberals
their cards.
The liberals are sinking. They're poking more holes in the bottom of their boat every day.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that they're sinking.
Yeah.
And they're becoming more ridiculous by the minute.
I think they've been exposed for what they are.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you be against getting rid of fraud in the government?
Well, why would the minority leader, Mr. Schumer now, why would he lead his people to vote down anybody, the fact that they're going to make elections safe and secure?
Yep.
Why would you make that bold statement to vote against that? You're telling everybody, well, you must be hiding something.
Yeah.
Oh,
and they
are. That's what I mean. They're putting more holes in the bottom of their ship every day.
Yeah. I think this thing we call MAGA, I think it's spreading. Yeah.
It's
spreading fast.
It has spread. It's worldwide. We'll look at what's happened down in, was it Venezuela or one of those southern nations down there. I forget who. Mali, is that whatever nation he's from? I mean, he was right up here when Trump was inaugurated. I mean, that's where he got his go. And it's happening all over the world.
I don't know if you follow the vice president, but I clicked on something. I get every time something going on with him and his wife, I get a glimpse of it. They were in India.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that his kids loved, there was two men his kids took affection to. One is Donald Trump, The second was the leader of India. They sat on his lap. It was unbelievable. Yeah. I don't think we've ever had a vice president like this before.
No, no. Our whole administration is, and here's the thing about it, the Antichrist himself is simply going to take charge of a system that matches him already. Yeah. And the system is already
here. There wouldn't be time to just take over a big mess and fix it in 7 years.
No, it's going to be up and running good when he steps on the stage.
Yeah. So I got a few things here before the clock winds down on us here. I thought about this a lot last night and early this morning. And I called one guy, Brother Smith, and he didn't give me anything that I didn't have, but he did say finances was the top
convinced.
Of the list for him. He thought
I'm convinced
that,
of it. Yes.
He made a statement that I'd never thought of before. He said only two men in the Bible are called the son of perdition, Judas Iscariot and the Antichrist.
And the Antichrist.
And he said, you know what they got in common? I never thought about this. They both were in charge of the finances.
That's right. Exactly. He's right.
Yeah. I don't know. I never thought of that.
No,
before.
He's exactly right. And, well, we know that from the book of Daniel that the Antichrist is going to cause craft to prosper and share the booty with the world. He's going to have something to do because everybody, doesn't matter if you're in the heart of Africa and you're only making $2 a day or a man working and making $2,000 a day, economics is what you're looking at.
So that was my first one that I wrote down, Doc. And I'm not saying that the other ones couldn't all happen at the same time and cause the first one, but financial global collapse, not just one nation. But let me say this. If America was to collapse financially, I believe we'd take the world with us. At least, maybe not the third world countries.
It would affect them greatly.
All the countries, they're all connected now financially. And
The folks in Africa probably do better off than we because they've all got a garden to live on.
And they're already used to lugging water from this brook down the hill.
But here's the thing. Right now we are watching through this tariff situation. We are watching the complete realignment of the finances of the world.
Well, look at it any way you want, but the 100 countries or so that have already called and want to make a deal, and they're dealing with the most important ones first because they don't have, it takes time. But he said, they're all calling, we want to make a deal. All right, you're on the list, we'll be in touch.
Yep.
And their deal, I think he mentioned 10 or 15 nations that they were starting with, that were pretty big there. Do you realize what this means when you step back and you look at it? There's one man sitting in the Oval Office. And there's 100 leaders and ambassadors and statesmen.
Everybody doing their part and getting it all. Yeah.
He becomes almost the head of the world right there.
Yeah. Now that but that's exactly. But here's the second thing to go with that, Dan, is because of technology, and because of the fiat money system we have now, we're going to be going to a digital. And I saw today that Senator Toome, who's the leader of the Senate now, is fast-tracking the secure digital, something they're calling it. Our money system is moving rapidly toward an electronic control system. And the entire world will soon be on this.
Yeah.
And all of this, I think, is going to be tied together. When the tariff situation's done, I think we're going to be to a point where the electronic digital system is going to come in and come along with it.
Yeah. I hate to leave that one, but another thing I think would help.
I know, because you've got so much of it out there.
Yeah. I've got some money in a stock for my retirement. I'm either going to do very well or I'm going to do very poorly.
Well, my stocks are going to do great because they're all up
there. They're all up there.
Amen.
A worldwide serious pestilence that bringing death would bring the world leaders together to try to come up with.
I believe it's a fourth horse rider, the fourth one, the pale horse. He is
horse, verse 8. The name that sat on him was death, and hell followed him, and power was given unto him. over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword, with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. Is that the one?
Yep, and pestilence.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't see pestilence there.
But anyway, this is what's coming. And we had a little taste of it. You can say whatever you want to say about the plandemic that we just went through. It was very planned, from the science of it to the administration of it to the so-called prevention of it. All of it is designed for everybody to make money and to eliminate population. That was just simple to what's coming.
Yeah.
And this is what's happening. Pestilence.
And it was a global thing.
The Lord in the Olivet Discourse uses the word pestilence. And so it is coming, and you're going to be hearing more and more about it. So if we saw the world in a total pandemic, not just an epidemic local, but a worldwide epidemic.
And in 2020...
Well, you saw how people responded to it. Whatever the leadership told them, that's what they done.
If the timing of the end times was right, that could have led to it.
It could have easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're going to have a people that are, as many people say, sheeple, that are going to, whatever the leadership says is what you do. You saw people do whatever they were told to do, never even questioned it.
And these global organizations that deal with this have already passed this thing that in a situation like that, they're the boss. Can tell everybody what to do.
We pulled out of it as America, but that's temporary, folks. Yeah. I hope the rapture takes place before Mr. Trump's out of there. I'm ready to go, amen. But what will the next administration maybe do? Yeah. But that's set up already globally.
So if you had millions of people dying every week or every day,
absolutely,
the world would come. They'd have some sort of big worldwide meeting together.
They're looking for who has the answer.
Who's got the answer? Exactly right.
Exactly.
And another one here, because of the time, Doc, the nuclear, some sort of a nuclear or something else that we don't know about, a threat to the world that
some country
has. Well,
we're watching that right now, where they're negotiating with Iran. I saw an article last night, or heard it on a blogger, and evidently some major progress is taking place with Iran.
Yeah.
They may get to the point where they're willing to give up, or there may be something happen, but then what about Pakistan and India? They're on the verge of war, and right now they're two nuclear powers.
They might be at war by the time this airs.
Yes, over Kashmir, and then you got the nuclear powers of China and Russia. I saw an article last night. I forget how many it was. It's not very many. It's maybe not more than 10 nations in the world that are actually nuclear powered, maybe 13, something like that. It's not a very large number.
Yeah.
But it really only takes a couple of them with what we have. And can you imagine the world would be in such a third world state?
And what if it's something even bigger than that that we don't even yet know about?
Don't
that
even know
some
about.
Threat that's that maybe is already in orbit and the clock is ticking down and the world has to come together to find a way to...
Well, you know, whatever Planet X or whatever it's out there, it's about ready to hit, you know. Anyway.
How about, speaking of that, Doc, how about the crises of an asteroid that they claim, maybe they discover, wait a minute, this is going to hit, this is bigger than we thought, this could knock the Earth off.
You know what I like? I like my Bible, because it's already told me what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And there will be, at the final vial of wrath that's poured out, an earthquake that totally changes the topography of planet Earth. But until then, I'm not worried.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But, I mean, let's say this is on the news. The whole world is worried about it.
Oh,
you and I have the Bible, but they don't.
When that time takes place, we won't be here. And so the influence of the Holy Spirit that sealed us as believers, we won't be here to have any of that provision for the lost world.
Now, what about this one, Doc? Now, you and I, we know better than this. We don't believe that there's life coming from other planets and other universes. No. We don't believe in that. But what if that's the threat, because it sure seems like the government has been feeding us this stuff.
The History Channel is not really a History Channel. It's a propagation, just to promote these ideas. I mean, and they've failed everybody that we're here because of the aliens seeded this planet. And so here's what's going to happen. I'm convinced, Dan, the day after the rapture takes place, or 5 minutes after the rapture takes place, somebody's going to hit the pre-recorded button and it's going to play all over the world. We told you we were seeded, and now they came back and got some of us. Well, I don't know. They can blame what they...
But, I mean, there's been sci-fi movies about this kind of stuff.
Snatching bodies.
And you can see how the whole world has to come together to fight these aliens that are more advanced than we are.
Absolutely. And so I'm convinced that's going to play into the galvanization of what's left.
But I think you hit it right on the nail here. This is my last one. And this actually could be the one that triggers all of them. That we talked about, the financial collapse, the worldwide pestilence, the rapture.
That's the rapture itself. Yes.
Now, there may be less people saved than we think.
I'm convinced of that.
Because Christian, to most people, especially on the news, is the whole body of people.
There's 2-point-something billion Christians in the world, in a way.
Yeah.
That goes under the name Christian.
Yeah.
But folks, that includes everybody that believes they're going to heaven by being a member of this church or being a part of that or doing some good.
Yep.
The list is endless. And I'm convinced, Dan, that I doubt if 2% of all of the people that profess themselves to be Christian are actually born again people.
But imagine the rapture happens. I believe it'll happen at 6 p.m. Eastern or Israeli time.
It's very possible.
That's when it'll happen. I personally think it's going to be in the fall on a new moon, but, you can't be dogmatic about this stuff. I don't know what month, I don't know what year, but I think in the fall. But let's just say it happened. Just think about, we've all read books about it, the Left Behind books, and I know they get a lot of things wrong, but there's some interesting things that you can glean by looking at that and get a feel for what would happen if... For us, hey, it's glory. Hey, we're in heaven. But what about down here? What's it going to do to the world?
Well, the first thing that happens, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, the very first thing that's going to happen after the rapture for the people on planet Earth is a great delusion that sweeps the world.
Yeah, which we think's already begun. But
it's already begun. And I do believe that this idea of aliens and UFOs and all this stuff, something has happened there. And but it's going to fail because there's going to be a lot of born-again people gone.
And we think that the...
Can you imagine underground church people in Saudi Arabia or in China or wherever, and all of a sudden whole segments of people are gone out of that? I'm here to tell you, somebody's got to bring an answer, because this great delusion is going to sweep the world.
Yeah. Now, what the rapture would do financially to the world, I don't have the answer to that. There will be catastrophes.
Yes.
There'll be planes crash.
Well,
and things,
I just thought of this. There's probably going to be the answer to all of the financial problems. Because when all of the believers that haven't been tithing and that have not been giving, and all the believers that have been stocking it up on earth rather than laying up their treasures in heaven, all of that's going to be left behind for the Antichrist crowd to put into their system. That could solve a whole lot of people's problems. I'm serious.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot. There are very few, folks, listen to me. There are very few born-again people that are actual stewards of the things God gives us in the material world to invest in eternal matters. Most of them's investing in the things of this world to be left behind for the Antichrist kingdom.
So the answer, Doc, is it sure looks to me that the rapture...
That's pretty good preaching, I think.
Yeah. It sure looks to me like the rapture... triggers all
could trigger all a whole lot of this.
It could trigger a nuclear attack.
Yeah,
somebody could think that another country did this and they're going to shoot a bomb at them. Somewhere along the line, the Antichrist comes on the scene. He has the answer.
He's got the answer.
And he shows up in chapter 6 in the first seal opening, or moments, you know, soon after the rapture. I think it's very possible he ended what was possibly going to be a world-shaking event with Ezekiel 38.
Could be.
I think that's a bigger deal than we give it credit for.
And he can take credit for that easily, because there's going to be a great delusion. There's not going to be any believers left that have the Holy Spirit to give anybody spiritual discernment.
That's right. Yeah. Think about a world with no influence of God
at all. No spiritual discernment anywhere. Totally void. Everybody that's left behind is what the other crowd once called the seed of Satan. Lost people. They have no ability to make spiritual discernment. It won't be difficult for this great delusion and a leader to have an answer that satisfies whatever that need is at the moment. And the world is going to say, we'll make you our king.
Yeah, I think Donald Trump is being used of God like King Cyrus was. We did some shows about that. And there's a lot of similarities
very much.
With the two men. But there's never been a man
like this.
But
here's the thing. Cyrus's kingdom is now today the Iran kingdom that wants to destroy Israel.
Yeah.
So what this president is setting up and doing for the world is actually his kingdom is going to become inverted.
Yeah.
Just like the Persian kingdom turned upside down today.
So, folks, what do you need to do about this? Something's coming. Something's going to bring in the global system, the rise of the Antichrist. Something's going to do that. And it sure looks to me, Doc, like we have figured this out. It's the rapture.
I think it's going to play a big part in it.
And, you know, whether Donald Trump is left behind
or not,
I don't
know. They're going to have to figure out what to do with all that money we left behind.
I'm still looking for some of that. And I'd like to find where some of mine went.
I've sent mine on ahead.
So, Doc, what would you tell the audience listening?
Number one, you want to make sure you are saved. I'm not talking about good works. I'm not talking about turning over a new leaf. I'm not talking about being baptized or all this other stuff. Has there been a time when you realized you were lost on your way to hell and you realized God loved you so much that he sent Jesus to Calvary's cross? Jesus paid the price for your sin. All it requires is me to believe and put my faith and trust in what Jesus did on my behalf. And the Bible says when that happens, your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life of Heaven.
Yeah, and Jesus very simply said to Nicodemus, very simply, you must be born again.
Absolutely.
That's what he's talking about. Must be a time in your life when you realize you're lost and you're there's nothing you can do, and you trust him and you become regenerated, born again. I hope you understand that. Send us a message if you need any help with that. Until next time, keep your eyes on them skies. Hey, thanks for watching our regularly scheduled program. We are a viewer-supported program, and if you'd like to partner with us to help keep us on the air, we would appreciate it.
Well, you can call either our 800 number. It's on the screen there, and donate if you'd like, because we sure could use the help. We're a donor-supported ministry.
Yeah. The website's right there on the screen. The phone number's scrolling on the bottom there. And $5, $25, $10,000, whatever.
Well, we've been on, going around 4 years, I guess.
Almost five, Doc. June will be 5 years.
And we've made it this far on the donations of God's people.
We're on nationwide on different networks. And if you don't know how to find us, contact us. We can get you a brochure. We're on a lot of networks nationwide, CTN, VTN, all kinds of different ones. Of course, we're here on BBS Radio as well. And we appreciate each and every one of you. We hope you're enjoying the content that we bring.
Right.
If you haven't noticed, we are prophecy people.
Yes, and we're old-fashioned Bible prophecy. We're not chasing illegal aliens. We're not chasing aliens and fallen angels and spaceships. We're just trying to follow the guidelines of the Word
of God.
That's
right. Old-fashioned Bible prophecy. And, well, some of you have been watching us for quite a while already. You know what we are. And we try to put it right on the bottom shelf for you.
Yes.
Okay? So, listen. Partner with us. Pray for us. Yes. Pray for the ministry here. And get involved if you can. We'd love to hear from some of you. Contact us. Send us an email. Send us a text message. Call. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Well, stay tuned for one of the shows from our archives coming right up. Brother Goodwin here, Prophecy in the Spotlight. I want to read you a quote from a very famous person. My son, Joe Goodwin. He's infamous. He's in West Virginia. He sent me a text and he said, Dad, listen to this. I came up with it. Bricks are made of clay. Feet made of iron and clay are talked about in Daniel. Bricks nation, note the different bricks nations, emerging as a new world power. I thought that was pretty insightful. Today, in today's program, Doc is here. We're going to talk about the bricks nations. I've had to do some homework. I did some study on this, and I found out that I knew very little about this, and I've kind of been enlightened. And we're going to share that with you today. Doc is here. We're going to talk about the BRICS nations and what's going on with them, who they are, when did they begin, what is their goal, what is their objective, and I think you're going to find it may have something to do with the end-time globalist system. No doubt it has something to do with the end-time globalist system. All right, fasten your seatbelt, get you some popcorn, get a cup of coffee, and stand by. Hey, everybody, this is exciting stuff. We're going to talk about the BRIC nations, B-R-I-C-S, BRICS. And we're going to share what it means, what the letters mean, when this thing was established, what it's all about, what does it mean to you and me today here in America, what does it mean to people across the globe, what is this all about, and what does it have to do with Bible prophecy? And Doc, this is some interesting stuff. I sent you some articles. Mm-hmm. You sent me some stuff. Yeah. My son had already sent me that text and got me thinking about this. And then I think I sent you something. And then you kind of went nuts.
I've been
with
studying
it.
This for well over a year.
I don't know why that when I'd hear him talk about the BRIC nations, it didn't register.
It didn't
with
register.
Me.
Yeah.
And so I did some Googling.
Well, it's been kind of low under the radar for a while, but it's now out.
So
there.
For our audience, because I bet you there's a lot of people in the audience just like me that maybe weren't up on this. So let me help the folks in the audience and give them a little bit of a little background here. What are the BRICS countries? When I say BRICS, I'm talking B-R-I-C-S. It started out without the S, but here it is. BRICS is an informal group of states or countries comprised of five developing economies. The initial address was BRIC, without the S, BRIC economies, and with the addition of South Africa, which just happened in 2010, mm-hmm. I think, the forum added the letter S, making it BRICS, with an S. The group now comprises the countries, here they are, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. The goal of this union is to promote cooperation and dialogue among themselves proactively, pragmatically, incrementally. I can't even say the word.
Incrementally.
How is it?
Incrementally.
Incrementally. That's what I said, right? Yeah. That's a tough one for me. And transparently and openly. The focus is also on building a peaceful, harmonious world with common prosperity. Now, who determines what is harmonious? Who determines what is prosperity?
These dictator-type run countries.
See, they make them sound so good. We're about world peace and helping everybody get health care. At what cost? And who gets it? Who gets what?
Yes.
And or you get three aspirins this month, and your neighbor gets two.
Because we've been watching your uses of where you're buying and where you're going.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so that's what they are. And then over here, there's a little bit more. Like, this is almost a book I printed out here. BRICS countries are a multilateral forum. By the way, initiated by Russia. Russia started this. Mm-hmm. 2006. But it wasn't until 2009 they had their first summit. It is a union of emerging economies. And again, he tells what what they stand for here. It constitutes major developing economies that aim to impact several fields, including energy. Now, that means, you know, energy that they feel is the best kind of energy for everybody.
And they're not talking about green energy either.
No, they're not. No. Environment and international trading and stabilization. It promises democratic and diplomatic cooperation. China, you got to be kidding me.
Yep.
There's a chart here with the BRICS countries, all five of them. And by the way, there's some more getting ready to come in, aren't there?
Oh, yes. January 24, there'll be six more at least.
And we've got some pretty interesting news about this to share that just happened. We got the leadership of Vladimir Putin, 2006. Excuse me, 2009, the group held its first summit. We said that already. So several things about them in here, and you folks can Google this for yourself and read up on this. But this is interesting, Doc. The cornerstone of BRICS countries' influence on the international arena is their expanding economic strength. So that's what this is about.
Yes.
They get small countries and they get more money.
Whoever controls the pocketbook controls the world.
And they say this, moreover, they contribute to a large population and possess immense natural resources. In 2018, the BRICS countries accounted for roughly 32% of the global GDP, 32% of the world's economy.
Yes.
That's a lot for five nations. The BRICS countries have a combined population, and here's the thing, 3 billion people. That's because they got China.
Yep.
And what's those? Is India one of them?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, goodness, China and India, that's a lot of the population of the world right there. 42% of the world's total population, spanning about 26% of the planet's surface, the surface of the world. Fourth of the world's
is under their leadership.
Yeah. And this is getting ready to grow because our country is in trouble.
That's where people need to understand. Every time you complaining about, and we have a right to complain, how inflation is destroying our economy, I'm here to tell you the American dollar, based on the petrol dollar, is declining in the world. And this is may not be the final one, but this is going to become a major controller in the world. Because you mentioned it a while ago, energy. The six nations that are getting ready to join in January 24.
Saudi Arabia.
Are all of the Middle East oil and natural gas countries.
And I believe you brought this up a few shows ago. You mentioned something about Saudi Arabia and a few others in Africa that were wanting to join together
and
with this.
They already have, I don't know the number, it was an unspecified number the last I know, but there were many other nations having paperwork already submitted to try to join.
I've got it right here, Doc. Here it is.
Okay.
Which nations want to join the BRICS and why? Over 40 countries. Iran, that's wonderful, huh? Iran, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, we won't read all these, Argentina, Indonesia, Egypt, Cuba.
And Egypt and Indonesia, those in the Middle East are the ones that's going to be a part of it as of January 24.
And they view the BRICS as an alternative. Now, these people aren't in yet. They want to join.
They're
in the process.
Everybody can read the tea leaves, so to speak. And everybody knows the American dollar, because the American strength militarily, we no longer have the clout in the world. And as a result, they're looking for what's next.
As to the why, here's what this fellow says. He says they view the BRICS as an alternative to global bodies viewed as dominated by the traditional Western powers.
That's
America,
it.
Europe.
The Western power, we are becoming an almost insignificant
They hope that membership in BRICS will unlock benefits. See, everyone's after money.
Absolutely.
Including development, finance, and increased trade and investment. So they're looking to break off from us, feeling that they'll get a better deal with these guys.
That's the bottom line. There's a lot to it. If you had time to study how the American dollar after World War II came to be what it is, because we built, because everybody was working to provide everything for the war effort. As a result, America, because the war effort in World War II is on the other side of the world, they all had to rebuild themselves. What was happening during World War II, we were building up ourselves, and at the end of it, we were the economic power of the world. And we didn't have to rebuild anything. And as a result, we become the leaders. And then it began being built on interest, on loans. And everybody in the world could borrow and then reborrow. It's amazing. Now they realize that's been broken. If you can't read the tea leaves and realize we're $30+ trillion in debt,
and rising,
there is no way that we will ever come out of it. So what's happening is a new system, and by the way, about every 50 to 60 years, a new economic system comes into place in the world, historically. It might just be the reworking of one, just like we went out of the gold standard and we went into the fiat standard. That was 50 years later. Now here we go again. And again, I think it's very prophetic.
And every time that happens, the poor and the middle class get robbed.
Yes.
And the rich get richer.
The rich always get richer.
When they stole the gold, and that's what they did.
Exactly,
they stole the
gold.
People lost a lot of money, and a certain group made a bunch of money.
Absolutely. Now, and if you join the Senate, you could probably get some gold bars in your pockets. But anyway.
Now, the head of Bolivia said he's determined to curb dependence on the U.S. dollar.
Yes.
So they want to break off from us.
Hey, they all want to get out from underneath what they feel like. America's not only, folks, we've not only been the controller of the dominant with the dollar, but we've been the controller of the dominance in the world of governing morality.
Now, Doc, in just a moment, we're going to have you tie this in with Revelation and what this means to us as students of the Bible, prophecy people. I have something that I'll read in just a moment about 2030 again.
Yes.
2030. Everything we just talked about has something big coming in 2030.
Yep.
And we're going to look at that. But before we do that, Doc, let's say a word to the audience here about our ministry here. We are on CTN television nationwide. Over 3 years now. We've celebrated our three-year anniversary. We're on our fourth year. We're every Friday night at 7 p.m. Some of you are watching right now. That's Eastern time. We're also on VTN, Victory Television Network, in Little Rock. Not only Little Rock, but Hot Springs, all throughout Arkansas and parts of Missouri. On Saturdays, I believe at 2:30 Central time. On Saturday, we also have another bonus spot they give us. And they're on Roku and other things, too, so there's ways to watch them. And we're on several radio stations, and we are viewer-supported. We appreciate every one of you that keeps us going.
Amen.
We're starting something new, Doc.
Yes.
I'm not sure when it's going to start, but within weeks of right now, when you folks watch this, we are going to try Pray.com. It's an app that goes on your phone. It's called Pray.com. You can Google it right there on your phone, or you can go to your app on your phone, Android or Apple. It doesn't matter. Just look for Pray.com, and you can get on and you can look at it and you can see what it does. There is a live TV show on there 24/7, 24 hours a day. There's a live program right there on your phone playing, or your iPad or your computer. Any time of the day. They also have prayer things with some music in the background. I actually watched a few of them, Doc. They're very soothing, very nice. Mm-hmm. They pray, they read scriptures, all King James too. I'm not saying they're King James only, but I talked to the owner of this thing. He said that's what they use on there. It's King James. And so several different features there. But what got our attention is the fact they are inviting us.
Yes.
You don't just call them and say, hey, I want to come on. We want to get on your network. They're very picky about who they let on. And I talked to the founder. We did a Zoom call. And he's excited about our show. He's offering us a spot.
Amen.
And it's quite expensive. But they have millions of people who have subscribed to the
yes.
app. Millions. And every time I go and I look at the live TV thing, there's always from 9,000 to 12,000 people watching live.
Yes.
And
plus everything would still be archived there as well yep. as at our place.
For instance, you can go on and you can find the guy that you like to watch. You click on it, and it'll take you to our page, just like almost like a YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
And all your videos are lined up. Whatever we upload that we want people to be able to see, yep. it will be there. So it's just like a YouTube.
Well, we feel like we are responsible with the funds that God gives us. And we need to use them to reach as many folks with yep. Bible teaching that we do as we can.
Yep. I really believe, Doc, that we'll quadruple our audience
yes.
in a month. Maybe I'm lowballing that. The guy was quite hopeful. He says you're going to grow your audience faster than you can imagine.
Well, we just want to be able to, because we realize time's about to run out.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting so close to the rapture. We may be raptured before this is aired. Amen.
Yeah.
And amen, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
But if we can, in these last days, have a broader audience to share truth with. Every time I share something just like you do with somebody, either through an email or a conversation, whether you're seeing them face to face, you can almost see their eyes light up when all of a sudden they understand something of importance. And I think yep. that's what we're wanting to do.
Oh, and of course, you don't get all the letters. I try to share someone with you. I mean, all the letters come to our box
right.
over here. And you don't, and the emails, I mean, you don't get to see all the stuff that I get to see, but we very seldom get the negative stuff.
Right.
Very seldom does somebody complain, we don't like your, some comments on YouTube, but not many. Most
yeah.
of the people that follow us love what we're doing.
Sure.
They love what we are.
Well, I think folks really do want genuine, Bible-centered teaching, not that which is out there in nowhere land.
Yeah. And boy, that's out there. So, mm-hmm. so folks, pray about that with us, and I want you to go check out pray.com. Now, it is an app, and it is an app that has a monthly fee. I think it's $7.99 a month. And but he tells, evidently it's worth it because there are millions of people. It's one of the fastest growing Christian apps in the world. I even had my son look it up because he's good at that kind of stuff. He said, Dad, they're number one on this thing here. He said, they're the third biggest in this. He says, you know, because he was saying, well, why do they got to charge for it? And then when he looked up the audience, he kind of changed his mind and said, Dad, there's something here.
Well, it's, you know, CTN reaches a certain level, but this is something that anybody 24/7 anywhere in the world
yep.
can punch in. And yep. that broadens our ability to reach a greater yep. number of people with the teaching we want to provide.
He told me something that we've known ever since we got on TV. He told me television is going down. Every viewership is
yes.
dropping every year, every network.
Yeah.
The internet stuff like this
yeah.
is booming. Everybody wants yeah. it.
Everybody,
on their phone.
Everything's
they want it.
Going yep. to some kind of personal device yep. that they can control when and where and how they want
yep.
to use it.
So we're going to try it. I'm not sure we can handle both, all three networks at the same time. We're going to, at least for a few weeks or a month,
financially.
We're going to try to do it all and see what happens.
Yep.
If you'd like to be a help specifically for this new venture here, I'll tell you what, I could use $5,000 next week. I really could. And maybe you'd like to buy a whole month of pray.com. Call me. Call the 800 number, get my number, or go to the website. My number's there, my cell phone, my personal number's there. If you'd like to sponsor, maybe you want to pay for a week. Brother Gunn, I want to pay for 1 week on that new thing. Let's see what happens. If we get several of you to do that, it would sure take the pressure off us.
Yeah.
To get this thing going, okay? So pray about that. And we'll give you more about that in the near future here. Well, next week we'll have some more on this. Next week, within a week or two, I'll probably have some concrete information for you as to times and all that. Okay, Doc, you got a verse, and then we're going to tie this in to some interesting developments.
Yes.
In fact, in August, there was a summit with the BRICS nations. So you got a verse that ties this in possibly to the end times.
And we have to be careful, and we make this disclaimer all the time because I think it's important. We have to be careful not to let current events interpret prophecy, but allow current events to find their place maybe in prophecy. Mm-hmm. And so things can change that are taking place. But here's what the Bible does say concerning the Antichrist kingdom that, of course, is running through the entire 7 years. It's not found until you get to chapter 17 and 18 of the book of Revelation. But here in chapter 17 and verse number 12, it says, "And the 10 horns which thou sawest are the 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet." Now notice closely the wording, "but receive power as kings," not that they are, but as kings, "1 hour with the beast." The beast here is talking about the Antichrist.
Sure.
And so, and again, there's no preposition and there's no article connected to the 1 hour. Most of the places, as you pointed out, our conversation will have "in the hour," meaning in a moment of time or a moment of action or whatever. Yeah. But here it appears this is a distinct, to me, a distinct era of time.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, and I've always believed that these kings that are going to be presented as kings, not that they are, but as kings, I've always believed that's going to be the economic system. And it's interesting to me that in their conversation in this out of August meeting you were just alluding to, that they are referring to setting up a 10-member council to control the BRICS and all that are joining with them.
And I got that article up. We're going to read it. Let me just read a small paragraph here, because what I'm going to read here is really not about necessarily the BRICS nation, but it's talking about the AI thing. Mm. And they're saying 2029, he said, he further stated that in 2030, humanity and artificial intelligence will merge. This was a meeting between a guy named Brockman and a guy named Tegmark, which is he's a MIT physicist, and Elon Musk. These are three bigwigs here.
Sure.
And in fact, one of these guys is works for Google. Trying to see where that is there, but anyway, they had a discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about everything is coming into play by 2030.
That's right.
So let's tie this in to the story, and I've got this up on my phone because I didn't get it printed off. And this is a story from August 31st, which is not very far, a month ago. And it's called the BRICS Summit of 2023, seeking an alternate world order.
Yes.
Question mark it has. I don't know why it's a question mark, but... And here's what the first paragraph says. The BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and some more coming, met for its annual leaders summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, on August 22nd and 24th, which was not too far away, not too long ago. The highlight of the 15th summit was the agreement to admit 6 new member countries. And we talked about these already: Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates. 6 more countries getting ready to come in who will officially join the group January 2024, just like you said.
Yep.
By the way, that's just a few months away.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a long ways away.
That ought to tell you, folks, your American dollar is headed in the wrong direction.
Now, here's your 10, and you brought this up. 10 councils... Ten council experts from BRICS members and beyond reflect on the future of the grouping and what expansion means for global governments. And I'm sure there's more of that in here. So
they're tying the
tie this in, Doc.
They're tying the economic system. Here's what's happening. By intentional purpose, your global elites are, through inflation and made-up wars, are destroying capitalism. The American dollar, I don't like it, but the American dollar is rapidly going. So what you have right now, every nation of the world has already worked out or are working on their CDBDC system, electronic technological money. Now you've got this group that is coming along that is actually going to encompass the greatest oil and gas producers of the world, the controller of energy. Everybody already knows the green stuff is nothing but a hoax. It's nothing but a purpose to drain the economy away from capitalism. And so they're setting themselves up as kings with all this power. And so what I'm convinced is going to happen, as this technology that you read a while ago about, and artificial intelligence, and the electronic money system that's coming on the line, I don't know if the 10 in chapter 17 are the 10 controllers that we're talking about here, but sure sounds like it could be. But they have a time period. After that time period, that system that will have merged all of this together, all of the electronic monies of the world, as well as this system, no doubt, will all be merged into one global market system.
Yeah. And for the good of all.
For the good of all. And you will have kings, lords, and serfs, and nobody in the middle class anywhere in the world. And this is where it's headed, folks. Yeah. Absolutely where it's
and
headed.
And it's what we've been saying all along, what the whole Bible talks about.
Yes.
The one world government system headed up by one man.
Yes.
We call the Antichrist. And we can see it. I mean, it's all, you can almost hear the hoofbeats of the beast coming.
Yes.
I mean, this thing is here.
And we're already watching the precursors of at least the first four seals. You're already watching the things that, and I've always believed that they are man-made judgments because of man's doings. And you're watching these. I'm telling you, it's if you can't see we're this close to the door opening for us out of here, you've missed something.
Folks, it really could be, we could be gone this year.
Amen.
We could be gone this fall.
Amen.
I mean, the window for the rapture, I mean, it could happen tonight, but if you're a new moon person like me, a new moon in the sky, there's still that one coming up, right? October and November, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's in place. I mean, everything is ready for, the only thing stepped that's in the way is us,
amen.
God's people, the saints. I hope that you're ready for that trumpet. I hope you're ready to meet Jesus. If you haven't been saved and you've got a question about it or you're confused, contact us. We'll help you. We'll send you some. We'll talk to you. Make sure you're born again. Make sure your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. As Doc says, it's all about redemption.
Yes.
The whole Bible's about redemption. Well, we're on YouTube and Rumble as well. Don't forget that. You can always find us there. You can rewatch the show there. I hope you've enjoyed the program today. But until next time, keep your eyes on them skies.